people are just wishing that things change. Things won't change until you change your disposition.
Very true, there are many false prophets in the world. The Bible says so. But there are also very many true prophets sent by God in the world today. No prophet has ever risen in Israel like unto Moses. God raised him. Genesis 18:15. I will raise a prophet among you, among your brethren. Praise God. And retreated again in Acts 3:22. So God has prophets. The presence of the counterfeit is a proof of the genuine. There can't be counterfeit currency without a genuine one. It's the genuine one they try to copy so they can deceive people. Can I hear your amen? And how much access a prophet has to God's agenda is what validates his prophetic office. For the Lord will do nothing, but he unveils his secret to serve as a prophet. Things are going to go wrong for the world according to Bible prophecy. You better take a position in the supernatural. The earth will burn like an oven. All the proud say, forget about it. They will be chaff. The day that comes will burn them off, leaving them with neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in this way. Then shall they be able to know between those who are serving God and those who are not. That's the way it works. This thing is real. A time is coming, you hold money, you won't find food to buy. It happened before. But you still find the people that won't know it. That's why the earlier you take a strong position in the universe, in the supernatural, the better for you. There is no single human hand behind this ministry. Not even my hand. That's how real the hand of God is. I have not tried to see prophecy fulfilled in my life that I organize. But when you hold the rod and you engage the rod, you are in command. Keep engaging the rod, you keep changing level of authority. That's the way it works. My prayer is that everyone here will take responsibility. Our parents can send us to school. Can they go to class for us? Can they study for exam for us? So they can't change class. So I can't change your class. Lectures won't change our class. It is our understanding of the lecture and the correct application of it. So it's time to take responsibility. One of the things I will never forget that God told me, my son, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome. For the 3 years, absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. That changed the trajectory of my life. You don't have no one to blame. He said, not even the devil. Therefore, it's your turn to come awake and take responsibility for the changes you desire, among which the need to train up in the supernatural so you can be up and standing in the evil day. He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm able to withstand in the evil day and haven't done all to stand. Ephesians 6:10. So there is an evil day that God has given us an idea of how to handle it. Build up. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the word, and in the power. And then you'll be able to be in command when those things show up. It's your turn. There are false teachers speaking lies and hypocrisy. 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Titus 2:3. 2 Peter 2:1. But there are true teachers who feed us with knowledge and understanding that leads to our enlargement and establishment. Jeremiah 3:15-16. Ephesians 4:8-11. Ministry gifts, among which are teachers. Praise God. Every truth confirmed into signs and wonders is a validation of heaven. It was confirming the world. Science followed. So I've not had to withdraw any of my writing till date. They are not written out of the quest to write. They are inspired by the Holy Ghost and with proofs. I've done some little work on success. Am I now a failure? You know how many people have made success out of what I wrote? I've written a few volumes on prosperity. Am I now a pauper? I know many of you who are sitting there now, you're beneficiaries of. That's how false it is. I believe in time. I don't believe in that. It's a cup of tea I had from God. And we prosper not by manipulation. Pure prosperity. Unfabricated prosperity. Open accountable prosperity. I'm an avowed tither. Taught by the Holy Ghost. I have the heavens open over my leg. I've never had to beg or borrow. Before ministry began, before we had church, so we had no connection. Over to you. This church came on down. Open heaven through tithing. No stress. No strain. You know something? Any truth you have not proved, you never have proofs in your life. He said, prove me now. They are not there to prove. No, they are not there to prove. My people are trying to go to orphanages, you know, because they are doing my birthday. I say, we do it every month, not birthday to birthday. Every month, year in, year out, by grace and by understanding of the covenant of prosperity. That's not ceremonial. No ceremony. My family has been given scholarships in 1992, that's the meaning. Don't say 92, 1992. Since 1992, I knew where we were, but I knew how to change level. My prayer is that you wake up to take responsibility. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now, there are wonders. They manipulate and stage manage miracles. But there are undeniable wonders. Titus 1:9 talks about lying wonders. And then Acts chapter 3 verse 16, that a notable miracle has been wrought, we cannot deny it. So there are true wonders, and that's why there are lying wonders to counterfeit the true wonders. Now, covenant is a wonder, not just because of the grace that's on it, that's working and lifting it, but the grace that built it. March 6, construction began. October 21, we dedicated the place. 7 months, that is barren land. You ask me, what was your budget? Ask God. God, what was your budget for it? Did you delay in supplying it? Old church, I got the word from the Lord in February. We started building the L shape in March. Now, April 16, children moved to the L shape fourth floor. No crack. You better relax. The supernatural is real. It's relevant to living. It's real. No skill on earth can match it. Please train up. Train up. Train up. Train up. A time is here where the strength of men will fail them. Where the skill of men will not serve. We are only those who are in touch with God. We have meaning. There are lying wonders, but there are undeniable signs and wonders everywhere. Brain cancer, communion, what? And then devilish plantings on the inside, which is causing cancer on the head, came out. There is a lie. Okay, what is the truth? Somebody said, couldn't eat, pain in the mouth, unbearable pain in the head. Now the devils came out by this mystery. He says, it's not true. Only fools doubt proofs. Whether Jesus heals or not, ask me. He delivered me from tuberculosis, life. And that 55 years ago. It's not true. Okay, that's okay. Somebody's story is changing. Miracles are no accidents. They are the deliberate acts of God provoked by the faith of man. Who touched me? For virtue is going to rob me. The woman said in her heart, if I may but touch his aim of his garment, I shall be made whole. And by that faith, because faith is of the heart, it's only manifested in action. Faith is essentially of the heart. With the heart, man believes. With the heart, man believes. With the heart. With the heart, man believes. But show me your faith without your action, and I'll show you my faith by my action. So our faith is made manifest by our action. Noah believed God and he moved. By faith, Noah being one of God, moved. Faith always moves the believer, the direction of what they claim to believe. What to believe moves you. I saw Matthew 33, it moved me into selfless pursuit of God and his purpose. And that's long before I was called to ministry. It's about ministry. It's about God's agenda for our fulfillment in life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God's righteousness, and all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you. It's not ministry. I got that 5 years before I was called to ministry. It's not part of ministry. Thou shalt serve. God shall bless. He will take things away from you, the midst of you. You shall not be barren or cast your young in the land. The number of your days will fulfill. So it's all about discoveries in the world that puts in command with the supernatural. I had no single doubt about the future when I saw this one thing to seek. To gain command of all other things. I've not had the first regret on it. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tends only to penury. God has no space for explanations and excuses. You either obey or disobey. It is only the word we put to work that will be turned to testimonies in our lives. But spiritual authority is only entrusted to matured believers, to spiritually developed believers. For an heir, when he's a child, is not different from a servant, though he be Lord of all things, but is under governors and tutors until the time appointed of the Father. Under tutors, he has to be trained until the time appointed of the Father. He trains to qualify to be conferred with authority. He trains. In Luke chapter 1, numbers 80, talking about John. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert until the time of his showing to Israel. He grew, he waxed strong in spirit until he was conferred with authority to turn Israel back to God. He grew and waxed strong in spirit. And you know what? The whole of Israel went out to Jordan to be baptized of John. Authority responded to growth and maturity so it will not be abused. Praise God. So it's time to grow if you don't want to continue to groan. It's time to grow. It's time to grow. It's time to grow. Jesus trained the 12. After all that he said, he expanded the parables to them. He expanded the parable. Mark 4, 32 to 34. They were adequately trained in readiness to manifest the power of God. So it's time to subscribe to this training through personal responsibility, discipline. It's time. You'll never come across anyone that operates and sustains his work in the supernatural without being a student of the word. You never come across them. All the ones that I'm brought around, I saw them as lifelong students of the world. Till the ones who have gone to heaven went. In the precious name of Jesus, no one among us shall be a victim in these tough times. Please know that spiritual maturity is not about age, but about depth in spiritual things. Not about age. Job 32 and verse 7 to 8. I said, they should speak and multitude of years teach wisdom. But I miss it. But as a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. So it's not a function of age, but a function of one's spiritual disposition, spiritual things. And from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures makes you wise unto salvation. It's in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15. So it's about one spiritual disposition. So the demand for spiritual growth. It is about one spiritual disposition to demand for spiritual growth. Not this one 30 minutes lecture in church and then you walk away for 1 week and you're just battling like, praise God. By His grace, I read daily. And I write daily. There are things in my note that I cannot be taught now, lest I be stoned. Just be disposed. God is ever available. Be disposed to learn from Him is ever available. So every child of God is a candidate for spiritual growth, for development of spiritual capacity. Every child of God unto us is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. When I talk about disposition, listen to this. It's good for a young man that he bears his yoke in his youth. I was 16. And I went to pray. Jesus, whatever yoke I will bear when I'm old, let me bear it now. Come and say disposition. You are disposed. You are not reading for fun. You are not reading for entertainment. I went under a little tree and I knelt and I prayed. I was 16. Be disposed. You have been redeemed as a priest and a king. Sure. So I would tell myself, will the king go out like this? No, go and change. Be disposed to him. Will the king shout on the street? No. David. I'm talking about disposition. Be disposed to it. People are reading the Bible as newspapers. Be disposed to spiritual growth. Why is it you're not growing? I wasn't trying to look for new strategies from Japan. I went to God, who grew the church. Be disposed. And He landed 4 instructions. And we're still working in it tomorrow. Be disposed. He showed me explosive church when we were 21. And He showed me how to get there. You better wake up. The lack of spiritual disposition behind our frustrations. When anything happens, you are looking for who will help us instead of going to God. Looking for who will help us. There are young people here, except they have someone who can help them get a job. They can't believe it. My uncle is a useless man. My cousin is a bad boy. You, child of God. Can I say this and it will help you? You have no one to blame wherever your life ends. When you point a finger at someone, you are pointing 3 at yourself. He's 25% of my problem. I'm 75% of my problem. If I can solve my own problem, I'll be a success. If no one troubles you, and you didn't take responsibility, you still be a failure. If no one troubles you at all. If the whole world helps you and you won't help yourself, you still be a failure. Can I tell you spiritual capacity? A senior minister said to me, now you're going to full-time ministry, how much saving have you got? I said, nothing. And if I have anything, I will finish it. Because he said, carry no purse, no scripts, and greet no man on the way. My God, I got it real. It was in my hand. My hand has handled it. Yet, I have not gone yet. He said, okay, is it not okay now? Spiritual disposition. Sir, I've never sat in anybody's house for what I may get. I go to place to bless them. Amen. Now, from onset, when your church income was 18,000 per annum, there is NEPA bill inside it, per annum. There's water bill inside it, per annum. And the man didn't beg, per annum. I didn't take one day from church money. Relax. You better wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Spiritual disposition will help you to gain command. Life affairs. Somebody's story is changing. And us declare grace for commitment to spiritual growth upon each one today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We must understand that the word is the principal resource for building spiritual capacity. The word of God. That is it. This is it. This is it. And every believer that must be in command of the supernatural will be committed to building spiritual capacity. We go into the word and we go into the book of Philips, who helps us to understand the word. You understand what you read? He said, no, how can I? He said, someone should guide me. So there are Philips who helps to enhance our understanding of the word. So we get those materials of people who have proofs of what they are saying. They have the proofs of what they are saying. You can touch faith in this place. You can touch the validity of the word in this place. You can touch the genuineness of the prophetic office in this place. And there are many others. So you locate material that will help your understanding of the raw book by those who have proved it. It enhances your understanding. When you see those who have proved what you are reading, it boosts your understanding of it. Can I hear your amen? Why am I going this far? I want you not only to touch what I touch, but to touch greater things than I touch. I want to take responsibility the same way he helped me to take responsibility by self-discipline and self-engagement. Thank you, Jesus. Every circumstance on which you have been under, you are taking over today. No more under circumstances. You are riding high above them. We have the example of Paul. He said, no one taught me this. I was before Jesus. And by his revelation, I'm writing this. And I line up. Galatians 1, 11 to 18. He said, I saw none of the apostles except Peter that I saw after 3 years. And I saw him again after 15 years. Self-commitment to spiritual development was his story. Thank you, Jesus. The cost of assessing the truth is discipline, diligence, and sacrifice. Come by without money, without price. You don't need money for it. Lord, there must be a way out of here. Show me the way, Jesus. You take your Bible. You look for relevant resource or resources around you, books, videos, to locate the rod you need to gain command of the situation. Thank you, Jesus. And the result, when Paul came out, the ghosts have come down to us in the likeness. They stoned him and dragged him out of town for dead. He came back by himself. That demon said, Jesus, we know Paul, we know who are you. Clear up. We know those who have authority over us. We know those who don't have. It's time for your change of level. It's time for your change of level. It's time for your change of level. I said, devils know those who have authority over them, and they know those who don't have. Who are you? We know those who are over us. You are not one of them. Jesus, come out. Me, come out. I'll deal with you now. Somebody was casting out a devil in those days, and then the possessed man just stood up and gave him a slap. Well, you think people like you should be talking to us? Amen. Devils know those who have authority over them, and those who don't have. Build capacity, sir. Build capacity. Build capacity. Yeah, there are those in the body of Christ that such demons can't wait for the arrival. They can't wait. There are those who just say, in Jesus' name, and the devil is out. There are those who need to say it 4 times. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, before they hear. Because of their rank. You better change rank.
Yes, sir.
By developing spiritual power. You better change rank. You better change rank. You have been under circumstances long enough. Now, come over it. You are not redeemed to be under. You are redeemed to be above only. Come up on that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That which said when I asked him when people like us are coming, when we sent, a higher power that we clear off on our own. Take over, take over, take over, take over. Some terrible man is coming. Take over. And that's you from henceforth. Every devil will be clearing the way when you're on the way. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Amen. Today is our Enough is Enough service. You came along with your Enough is Enough list. Put that underneath your seat right now. Amen. Every item on your list shall return as testimonies. Every item on your list shall return as testimonies. First, let us recognize that every affliction of long continuance is a manifestation of the cross of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 59. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. So it's listed among the causes of the Lord. Any plague, any affliction of long continuance is a curse. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We made a curse for us. It is written, curse is every man that hangeth upon it. Therefore, that curse has no legal hold on your life. It has no legal hold on my life. That curse was broken when Jesus rose from the dead. That's when he took away all the handwriting against us, that were against us, and nailed them to his cross. They never rose with him. So the curse of the law has lost its grip on your life. That means you are not permitted to suffer any plague of long continuance. So that long-standing case is settled today. How shall I curse whom God has not caused? So when the curse is lifted, it can't survive. It can't be there anymore. And how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? Therefore, suffering beyond a day, listen, a while, or a moment, is contrary to our rights in redemption. 2 Corinthians 6:2. I have had thee in the time appointed, the day of salvation I have called thee. Behold, now is the appointed time. And behold what? Today is the day of salvation. If anyone comes your way to ask for help and it's not power to give it today, don't ask him to come back tomorrow. Proverbs 3:27. Don't ask him to come back tomorrow. If you are ready today, God say, I'm ready. Today is the clear your day of salvation. So every issue on your list clears off today. First Peter 5, beginning from 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resists his steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions were accomplished in your brethren that were in the world. They have overcome it. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory, Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, not beyond a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and set to you. So we are not permitted to suffer beyond a while. Now, you want to understand what that means? If you look at Paul at Miletus, where he was beaten by a venomous viper, they waited for a long while. That long while was not a day. They were not standing for a day. And yet, it's a long while for him to fall down and die. He didn't die. So, a while is less than a day. Because a long while is less than a day. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that torments any end of your life ends here today. Ends here today. It ends here today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. For our light affliction, which is what? Which is but for a moment. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So for all those issues of your life, you are returning with that exceeding far above weight of glory. For every shame you have suffered, God is turning it to double glory. Finally, in Psalm 30 and verse 5, For his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy what? Whatever has gone beyond a night must end here now. In any area of your life must end here now. To take delivery of our enough is enough heritage in Christ, one thing. Enter into a covenant to serve God as your new way of life, and it will give you rest. Run. Just prove me now if I will not do so. I'm going to say. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their Father with all their heart and with the whole of their desire. And it was found of them. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 12, and then verse 15. And the Lord gave them rest. Run about. That enough is enough to all issues of your life and my life. Enough. What it is? Enough is enough. It gave them, make it a lifestyle, not we are doing operation. Let it be your lifestyle operation. Constantly thanking God and the advancement of his kingdom. Constantly proving that you do in your actions. Don't be that careless believer. I know something will happen. Nothing will happen if we do what he says. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. No issues. If you look at verse 19 of 2 Chronicles, he said, and there was no more war. War-free zone of life. Until Asa turned his back on that covenant, there was no war. There was no war. Enough is enough. There was no war. War ended. Vexation ended. Adversity ended. There was no war. You got it today. Today God is saying to all the forces of hell, how to destroy any area of our lives, it is enough. Stand out thy hand. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 16. And when the angel stretched forth his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now thy hand. Has God changed? Today, the same God is saying to your issues, it is enough. He's saying to all the devils in hell, stay now your hand. Stay now your hand. Your business comes back alive. Your spiritual life is rejuvenated. Your family life is become peaceful. Your marital destiny secured. Your miracle jobs delivered. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. So it's time to engage the violence of faith. Violence of faith. Based on your new covenant repositioning. Amen. Enough is enough. I'm out to serve God with all my heart and with the whole of my desire. Enough is enough. My heart is set and God knows. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. We have the table of the Lord here. And I want you to know, please, hear this. First time you're going to hear it. The communion is a life-infusing mystery. What do I say? Like they give infusion in the hospital. The communion is a life-infusing mystery. I am that bread of life. John 6:48. The communion is all about life. And I'll show you before we pray. The bread of life. Verse 21, the living bread. Verse 52, life available to the entire world. It doesn't matter where you live. That life is accessible. That life is available. It infuses life in us. Verse 53, then Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except ye eat my flesh, the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life. Life. But not just life. 54, a new order of life. We receive Christ, we have eternal life. So it steers that life, you know, for manifestation. Life. Cancer, get out. Not part of you. Kidney, be back to order. Liver, take shape. Eternal life. Whatever does not belong to eternal realm of life, it goes in to terminate it. It goes in to swallow it up. Can I hear your amen? Amen. No wonder I said the kingdom of God is within you. It brings you into the kingdom realm. Next, verse 56, it stirs Christ to come alive in us. Is in us? We show that is there. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. It stirs the Christ in us into manifestation. That is, 57, he increases us to live like Christ. As the living Father has sent me, and I live like the Father, so he that eats me, he shall live by me or live like me. John 14:9, you have seen me, you have seen my Father. So when we take his flesh and eat his blood, drink his blood, we live like him. Is there sickness in him, oppression in him, nightmares, kidney failure, liver crisis, cancer, HIV/AIDS, sickle cell anemia? And finally, he said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Hey, he that eateth this bread shall live forever. What is he saying? This is superior to the manna that your fathers took in the wilderness. Do you know how strong that manna was? 40 years, no sickness. Even their legs that they were using to trek did not swell. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 4. 40 years, sir, there was no feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 105, verse 37. No weakling among them. No vegetable-like persons among them. Yet, this is superior to it. Therefore, as you take this communion today, expect new level of energy. Accept new order of health. And Paul came on and said, look, that which I've received from the Lord is what I'm showing to you. He wasn't there when he served them in the communion, but he came to expand it. From verse 23, chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, and verse 26 said, you do show, as long as you take this, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. His effect is ongoing till Jesus comes. 1 Corinthians 11, 26. You do show. He said, this is ordained to terminate weakness, sickness, and untimely death. Verse 30. Weakness must be terminated here today. Sickness must clear the way today. And everyone appointed to death escapes today. You had the treatment of brain cancer this morning. We had the one of full-blown bone marrow cancer that took the communion all the way in India, where we serve it here. They were online. And on Tuesday, they couldn't find bone marrow cancer again. Gone. And he returned home. 1 year after, he testified. 1 year after. So what is your headache doing? What's your migraine doing? What's your fever doing? As you partake of this communion today, every hand of the devil on your life and your head will clear the way. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.